It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the North County Dublin area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop along, have a bite to eat. Have a pint, just relax and enjoy yourself at the Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Tracy has been in touch with us. And here's what Tracy has said. If you do talk about this, use my middle name because it's about my best friend. And before your listeners jump on me, I'm not a bitch, I'm just looking out for my friend. She always has been very easily led. Back in February this year, she got with a fella. I was there that night and he seemed nice. I've nothing against him. He's from Uganda and he's one of those asylum seekers. He's been here for 3 years trying to get it through and get it processed. Anyway, we were all shocked in June when he proposed to her. And I'm not being funny, but we all think he's only doing it so he can stay here if the application doesn't go through. I told her this and she lost it with me and doesn't speak to me now. I just don't know how so many women can fall for this scam. She's very easily led and she kept on saying that they love each other. Can you highlight this? Because women need to cop on to what's going on. And that is from a lady called Tracy. And that is the conversation that we want to have with you. Do you believe that some... Mainly, I assume mainly women we're talking about here, are in relationships with foreign nationals who have no intentions of ever staying with them. They're just using and abusing them for a visa.
I think this has been very negative and cynical. Do you not think that as well, that this attitude, because more or less what she's saying, yeah, is that any woman that is in a relationship with a man who is from Africa mm-hmm. and who doesn't have citizenship here, the only reason he is in a relationship... That's so offensive, by the way, for your friend to say that as well. I mean, Tracy, that's not fair, to be honest with you, saying that about your friend, literally that she's been used and abused. It is possible, and in fact, we have several listeners to this podcast who are in relationships with... in fact, we might be talking to one in a while, who are in relationships with people who are from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So... is she suggesting that every single woman who was in a relationship with a man from Africa, the only reason he's in that relationship with her is because he wants the Irish passport? That's very cynical, lads.
And that is really the point that...
and that's not me being lefty, woke and all that. I just think you're painting everybody with the one brush. That you're suggesting that they are all... That firstly, that Irish women are being... are so stupid that they're being scammed. And secondly, it doesn't guarantee you. It doesn't go just because she does marry him. And
hasn't married him yet.
No, but if she does, it doesn't guarantee that he's going to be left to stay in the country. Now, it does make it more difficult to deport someone or to cancel their asylum application if they are married. Because if you get a good immigration lawyer, yeah, and to say, well, he's married to, they're madly in love, she's expecting a baby, it's less likely that he will be...
Okay,
deported.
But people smell a rat here because she only
Here's Sean. Jeremy, this crap happens all the time. You can't say stuff like that, Sean. You come out with awful bullshit. Where's the evidence that this happens all the time? You can't just say, unless, Sean, you are a priest and you've married loads of African men to Irish women, I don't know, maybe you are, how can you say this happens all the time?
Okay, but would you not smell a rat regardless of the setup? Somebody meets somebody in February and 4 months later they're engaged. I find that a bit weird regardless of the circumstances.
Yeah, but if this was an Irish couple, yeah, nobody would question this. So if this...
I know I would, is
no,
what I'm saying.
If
somebody met in February and they're engaged 4 months later, yes, I'd say that's very, very quick. I would think that's very weird, to be honest with you, to be getting engaged within 4 months.
So, well, let's work out the maths. Hang on. So they met in February.
Yeah.
Not sure it's now.
Yeah, no, they got engaged in June.
Yeah.
4 months later.
But they're still together now, and it's...
Yeah, I know. He's still waiting for his... his application.
So you believe it's passport related as well?
I think there's something odd about a couple getting engaged that quickly. Do you not? Regardless of whether it's an immigration thing or whatever, it is very, very, very quick. Four months to get engaged.
But why does it always have to be about a passport?
This is what I'm not necessarily saying it's about a passport, but what Tracy is saying is that this lady has always been very easily led. We were shocked in June when we found out that he proposed to her. We all think that he's only doing it so he can stay here if the application doesn't go through.
Okay, but supposing I don't know this relationship, and we did warn you at the start that do not name the couple, because a lot of you do know this couple. They're a very well-known couple in South Dublin. Do not name the couple, please, on our social media pages. But supposing they do love each other, yeah? And they just want to get engaged because they want to... Maybe her biological clock is ticking or something like that. People do get engaged that quick.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to get involved in this.
So you're saying she's being duped. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying I smell a rat about a couple...
Which is so offensive, by the way.
...getting engaged after 4 months. I do. It's odd.
But it's because he's African.
There's something odd about it. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick off. I think you'll be a little bit shocked with what Keith has to say. Let's have a listen.
Today we have two people getting married. It's nobody's business who someone falls in love with. If somebody wants to get married to a migrant or a fucking alien, that's their fucking business. I think they're more concerned about the children of this country than fucking people getting married. No, it's not up to us who someone falls in love with, so I think should be left at that.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I'm a little bit shocked by the message that we played a moment ago from Keith. That's very different from what I would have expected you to say, Keith. He's basically arguing if there's love there, then leave them at it. I'm actually genuinely shocked knowing some of the stuff that you said to us before, Keith. Let me bring in another WhatsApp voice note.
Jeremy making that about race as usual. It's absolutely nothing about race. Take away the fact that he's a refugee. 4 months after getting engaged. Madness. Run a mile, woman. And man.
Sorry, it is race issues. If you even listened to her point, if it wasn't anything to do with race, why did she...
But it's not necessarily to do with race.
Well, why is it mentioned that he's from Uganda then? Why would you have to say...
He's an asylum seeker. It doesn't matter where he's from.
But then it is about race.
No, it's not. He could be an asylum seeker from Georgia.
No,
or
this is not a... don't go read her message again. But Tracy's message is not about quick engagements. That's not what the topic is about.
No, I know that.
She specifically messaged to say that she believes that her best friend is going out with a fella who's looking for a passport. So it is about race. It is about race. It's not about quick engagements.
It's not about race. It's about asylum seeking.
Yes, well, it's a race issue. No, but Darren's making out that it's just about quick engagements. It's not, okay? It's not about quick engagements.
Okay, but I smell a rat where it comes to a quick engagement, full stop. But in this case, then, it just seems a bit odd, I'll be honest. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you, lads?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
Oh, it's desperation, isn't it? It just sounds like desperation. 4 months, that's a quarter of a year. That's nothing. That's a wet day.
No, I agree with you on that. I think it's very... I think there's something very strange about a couple who didn't know each other from Adam getting engaged within 4 months of ever meeting.
Like, it's crazy. And Jeremy, you're there saying like, oh, well, you can't say it's about the passport or whatever. The two are kind of linked, really, isn't it?
Well, no, not... What do you mean the two are linked? How?
Well, if he's waiting for his application or whatever it is to go through and they're now engaged 4 months later after meeting, I don't know.
But
I'm getting two and two. I don't know about you, but I'm getting two and two.
No, you're putting two to two together and coming up with seven, to be honest.
How? Are you telling me it doesn't happen?
No, what I'm saying is, if you know anything about the process, yes, when you get married, you don't get handed a passport at the wedding altar. As soon as you say I do, you don't get handed a passport. So just maybe...
But how do you know he's not chancing his arm?
But lots of people have quick marriages and quick engagements.
Yeah, and guess what? I can tell you, it's going to crash and burn. It's going to crash and fucking burn.
So you think she's been duped as well?
Do you think...
I just think she's desperate, yeah?
Let me ask you then, Jessica. Do you think that many, mainly women, but not necessarily women, do you think people in Ireland are being had with almost faking fake relationships.
Well, not just Ireland. Like, I think it's probably everywhere. Like, I'm sorry, 4 months is nothing. If you're getting engaged after a quarter of a year, you must be so desperate to find someone that you think it's going to last. Because I can tell you for a fact, if you're going at the speed of Sonic the Hedgehog in your relationship, it's going to fucking fall like a house of cards. And she's allowing herself to be played.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Hi, I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
Not a bother, thank you. Well, Lola, do you think that that people are being had, conned into false relationships just to get a passport or just to get a visa?
I think, and this is my honest opinion on this one, that there is, in every society, there's people who are scammers. I know plenty of couples who've come from Africa who've united the Europeans, and they have the most beautiful relationships. Also, I know that there's also, it works the other way as well, there is people who do want visas. I have been to Africa numerous times, and I've met the most loving people. And what I will say, that is, you cannot judge a book by its cover. You will always get that in every aspect of society. So, but we're all humans on this earth. You know, everyone deserves love and respect. But what I would say is, you know, I do think it's too soon after 4 months, you know, marrying someone from abroad when you're not there with them. I think it is too soon. That's what I will say. But you can also do it over 2 years, not find anything.
At this moment, she's only engaged. They're not married yet. I don't know if they've any immediate plans to get married.
I never even thought about that, by the way.
What?
I think if you were going to commit to that, you know you're not going to be used for a visa. But also you have to understand, and I have a lot of friends in Africa, I've gone to their houses, and we've talked about this. And one of the things that came up, and it's the same with Turkey, Tunisia, some people are just dying to get out because they make no money over there. So you have the people who are, you have the people who want marriage for love. But that doesn't make them a bad person. And they can be categorized in that category.
So you think it's unfair for this lady, Tracy, and all the other friends to automatically assume this guy...
I think it's up to Tracy to decide by herself, but she has to understand. If she doesn't understand, I think 4 months is very quickly. But if that's her own decision, and that's the outcome of her decision, of the consequences of her decision making. If it's true love, you know, what does it matter?
Okay, but what this lady said in her message to us was that her friend has always been very easily led, okay? So is she not right to think...
I don't know because I don't know the person. I don't know. And being honest with you, I think if I was in her situation, everyone's different. You cannot categorize. You don't know how hard it is to the people over there. You know, they want a better life. And in the last one in Africa, I was working with the team over there in a compound, and they were all entertainment, and they were just dying to get to America. And I sat down one night at the entertainment place, whatever it is in the evening, and there was a scout there. And the scout, I just got talking to him, and these guys were working their hardest. I mean hardest. A lot of them course one day, but they can't get these into Europe. I personally think it should be, they literally are on, they're being paid nothing for everything, but they're not doing it, but people find true love.
When you hear Tracy talking about her friend, do you think she is being very mean? She's basically saying, my friend...
I think she should be nicer to her friend, yeah. But I think she's trying to guide her in the sense that there is people that do want to get a visa, and but also to be mindful of how she goes about it. So if this man is very serious about her, just let it play on.
I don't get it. Nobody is that stupid, are they?
Oh, no, I think there are people that stupid, yeah.
Oh, there are. There's TV programmes about them, you know, go off to Turkey, to the back, and you pick one up in 2 minutes.
I know, I've seen that. I've seen, but this isn't a situation.
But that's people being desperate, though. So you have to understand from the other point of view. And that's their way out of a hard situation. So I am going to stick up for these people, that they're doing it in a way that we don't understand. because we don't understand.
Okay, so what you're saying is even though you find 4 months, an engagement after 4 months a little bit strange, you're arguing, you know...
Well, how do you know someone after 4 months of marriage?
I don't know, but you're saying to this lady, keep an open mind anyway. It could be a genuine relationship.
I would just say, just like, you know, go see each other over the next 2 years and see how it goes. You know, if you want a visa, you'll soon figure it out. But I don't think her friend should get involved, but she should have the right knowledge to predict what is coming up. That, like, you know, if someone who wants a visa, oh, they're going to wine and dine you.
But again, sorry for going across you, lads. That's not the way it happens. You don't just get married and automatically, cha-ching, you get Irish citizenship.
I know it's not the way it happens, but a lot of people are concerned that that is the motivation. That is this guy's motivation for asking the woman to marry him after only 4 months of a relationship to help his asylum process.
But it doesn't help. Well, it kind of does, but it's not necessarily going to guarantee to him again. And I said this to Jess, she seems to believe you get handed an Irish passport as soon as you get married on the same day. It doesn't happen that
way. I just said he could be chancing his arm, and I'm sorry to Lola, no disrespect. Did she say, like, oh, well, this could be true love? It's not a fucking Disney movie, okay? That's not how life works. Going slow and keeping your guard up is probably the best way to go about things. But this woman just seems so desperate. And I'm sorry, if you get played, I've no sympathy for you, because you decided to put your blinkers on and not see reality.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Sorry,
and the reality, according to you, is that every man from Africa who...
Did I say every man? You're putting words in my mouth.
No, okay, but a lot of men that come from Africa to marry Irish women, they're doing it because they want to stay here.
You're putting words in my mouth. No, I'm just saying.
Sorry, what are you saying then? Jeez, you just keep saying. You've just said that.
I just said be wary.
Why?
What's the keep an eye on the motivations. As Adrian said,
maybe the
it could be his motivation.
Maybe the motivation is love, lads.
After 4 months, would you cop on to yourself?
Seriously, the 4 months.
Of a year would just stop.
If you don't smell a rat after four months.
It's very soon.
Yeah, it is very soon. It's an understatement. Jonathan.
I agree with what Keith said. I've said this to you before. She's going to marry this lad. She has to live with the consequences of what happens next. You know, she's a grown woman. Let her make the decision. She may lose some friends, but if they're real friends, they'll gather around her and it all does go pear-shaped. If it does go pear-shaped, hopefully it won't. But no, that's an individual choice. Like Keith said, you can't help who you fall in love with regardless of how it comes about. So, yeah, let her make the decision. Let her live with the consequences, be they good, be they bad.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Anya, you are married to a Nigerian guy, is that right?
No, I'm not married, Adrian,
You're not married.
I have a son together.
Okay, you're in a relationship with a Nigerian guy and you have a child together.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you make of this story? This lady, Tracy, who contacted us, is concerned for her friend. She was in a relationship for 4 months and they got engaged. They're not married yet, but she thinks there's something up when a couple get engaged after 4 months, especially when he's an asylum seeker. She smells a rat, basically.
I'm actually trying to agree with her friend, so I am, due to the fact that I feel that she is marrying him a little bit too quick.
Sorry, they're not getting married. They're not getting married, though, lads.
No, the engagement after four months.
So people, you were engaged for about 3 years, so was I. People don't get married.
But I didn't get engaged after 4 months.
No, but I'm saying is getting engaged does not mean getting married.
Yeah, kind of does, Jess.
But it means that's the direction of travel. That's where you're heading.
No, you are. Yeah, you were planning to get married.
But for somebody to ask somebody to marry them after 4 months is very strange. Do you not think that it is? You think it's odd, Anya? You smell a rat.
I do. Oh, 100%. 100%.
Sorry, Anya, did your partner, are you engaged or anything? Or what's the story?
No.
Okay, did he come here as an asylum seeker?
No.
How did he come over there? And what sort of visa did he come over here in?
He came over to study. He's been living here now 15 years.
And is he a resident here, or what's the story? Like, he's hardly still on... He's hardly still on a student visa after 15 years, is he?
No.
So hang on, I'm not sure how he's still here then. By the way, I'm not saying he shouldn't be here, but he came here as a student 15 years ago to study.
Yeah.
Now, the course wasn't 15 years long, was it?
No, it was a 4-year long course that he was on.
Okay, so what's with the other 11 years then? How come he didn't have to leave the country?
The reason why, the fact that he got a job out of the course that he was doing, was based on computers management, so it was. And he updated his visa. He never, like me and himself, know each other 7 years. So we do. We had a baby 2 years ago, so we did together. And he never gave me the impression that he was using me for my visa, for him to stay in the country or anything like that, so we didn't.
So he was originally here on a student visa, then he got a job as a result of the course, and he was obviously, he got a work visa then. Is that how he ended up staying?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't believe that he got into a relationship with you for any other reason than really liking you, and then you had a child together, and you're still together, but you smell a rat where it comes to this woman being in a relationship for 4 months and already engaged.
Yeah, I do. And no disrespect or anything when I say that, Jeremy or Adrian, absolutely no disrespect, but I definitely do smell a rat. Because, let's say, for instance, they got married next week. I'm just using next week as an example. And he ends up scamming her or something.
Yeah,
you know.
And this is the point that I was making, that it's 4 months is just far too quick.
But did people not say that to you, Anya, or did they not still say it to you when they find out that you're with a Nigerian man and you've had a beautiful child with that man? Has that never been said to you that you're trying to be scammed?
Oh, yeah, that's said to me plenty of times, yeah.
Yeah, in fairness, you sound like the kind of woman who wouldn't be scammed. You sound fairly wide to what's going on, and you don't sound like the type of woman that would be duped very easily. But did people still say that to you?
Yeah, no, they don't still say that to me now. No.
Because you're with him for a long time now.
Yeah. We're with each other now 7 years, so we are. And at the very start, they did say that to me when the first few months that we have been together. And understandably, I can understand why they would have. At the very start of us being together, but it was never the case.
Okay, and let me ask you, do you believe, and it didn't happen with you, but do you believe there are women that are being conned by foreigners into relationships?
In some way, yes, I do believe that women are being conned into relationships in order for whatever nationality that they are, in order for them to stay in the country.
All right,
I do.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Go on.
Before we go to Ross, are we saying that women are that stupid, that they're actually falling for this stuff? I can understand, you know, when you see those documentaries of the women going over to Turkey, the L ones going over to Turkey to get a young fella.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that because they're old and lonely and stuff like that. But from what we believe, Tracy's friend is in her late 30s. She's not, you know, an L one.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her late 30s. Are you saying that a woman would be that stupid that she couldn't see the wood for the trees and not know?
I don't know how you can see a very strange situation that after 12 weeks together, this guy asks her to marry him, and you don't see that as an issue.
No, no, I see it as strange, but I just don't know how somebody could be that thick if that's what it is. You know when you're with someone if they love you or not. I'm sorry, you do. Don't you?
Do you?
Ah, yeah, you do. You do.
All right, let me bring in more of your opinions on this on 085-825-2626. Where are we going? Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
What's crack, lads? All right.
Good, thanks, Ross. Do you think there are many women being duped by foreigners into relationships?
It happens all over the world. It does. But I just think, your man's 3 years into the process of getting asylum. Is that what was said earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, apparently so, yep.
So he's obviously getting scared that it's taken so long. So he's doing something else to try ease the process of getting it. It's obvious, it's clear as day. I've seen two cases near where I live One of the guys was here just over a year and a half, was in the process of getting the asylum and all that. It was starting to slow up. He was worrying whether he was going to get sent back home. He met a girl a lot older than him. She bought him everything, everything. People were telling her to stop, that she was being a fool. The words he was telling her, she believed everything. Marriage didn't even last a year. He was gone. Going around in the best of clothes, here now living in Ireland.
So he literally used and abused her.
He used her for everything she had.
Right, so he got money out of her, he got married. Did getting married to her help him stay in the country at all?
Well, he's still here.
And I assume he's still married, is he?
That was 7 years ago.
Oh, right. And he's still in the country. Are they still married or are they divorced?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know whether they're still married legally or they're divorced, but they are split up. They're not together anymore. They split up they didn't even make a year after the wedding and then they split up.
And he...
I honestly don't know if they're divorced. I actually honestly can't tell you if they are or not.
But he took her for every penny, basically.
Oh, she bought him everything. He was going around in the best of clothes, jewellery, watches, the whole lot.
And do you think that sort of thing is common? Like we said, this lady Tracy is jumping to conclusions that's what's happening because he asked her to marry him so quickly into their relationship.
It's way too quick. Way too quick, especially the fact that he's going through the process of getting the asylum. It's just the alarm bells are ringing here, lads.
Yeah, no, and with me, I'll be honest, but nobody else. Jeremy thinks it's perfectly okay.
I never said that.
And the worst thing about it is, if that girl is madly in love with him and he is just playing her, she's going to fucking, she'll fall hard.
Big time. And this is the concern of the lady who sent us the message in the first place.
Our friend has every right to be concerned. Every right.
Okay, and you think that this is a very strange situation that somebody gets engaged to a foreign guy seeking asylum so quickly?
Yeah, it's the whole question mark. Like, his whole asylum is 3 years into it. It's a very long time, so there's something obviously holding that up. So he's obviously getting worried, and he's jumped at another avenue now of trying to ease the process into the country. That's just my opinion on it. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, but that's the way I see it.
Okay, and you believe that this friend is well within her rights to be smelling a rat here?
Yeah, I think she's acting good friends to be looking out for something like that.
Stay with me for a second there, Ross, if you can. Let me bring in Amanda.
Hi, guys. Amanda here. Jeremy, you do know there's absolutely so many programmes on Channel 4, BBC, I'm pretty sure RTE done one too, about love scams, about people in third world countries love scamming people in Ireland, America, France, all over the world. Australia, there was a load of them that got scammed in Australia. And they are getting scammed for money with fake love, and because there are a lot of men and women who are very lonely and who just want to be loved, and these people are love bombing them, saying what the person wants to hear and getting the money out of them. So I think, yeah, after 4 months I would question what's going on here, because this man will financially gain from marrying this woman. Yeah, it might take a while to get a passport, but he will financially gain by being able to live with her. She'll be paying for him, his bills will be paid, it'll be food, everything. That's a question you have to kind of go, you query that.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ishmael, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you, gentlemen? I just wanted to say, actually, I agree with your last caller there now. 4 months is very quick to be getting proposed to. However, the only issue I have is that assuming it's about the passport, because just like your last caller said, that you could be gaining financially or something else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could very well be, yeah. When you hear that story of a couple getting engaged after 4 months, he's here in Ireland seeking asylum. The process has gone on for a couple of years. He meets this girl in February. They're engaged by the summer. Just a couple of months later, do you smell a rat? Do you think that's a bit strange?
Yeah, it is definitely the best friend, and it wouldn't matter, Jeremy, whether he's an asylum seeker or not. Anyone else with a common sense would kind of, you know, smell a bit something strange off that. And it could very well be as well love. And the other question I have is maybe the lady is involved in it. Maybe she agrees. Maybe it is love, and they want to get a shortcut somewhere so he can stay here longer. So maybe she's aware. Okay. You know what I mean?
And there is the possibility that it is genuine love, and there's no sinister or hacks going on here, but her friend seems genuinely concerned. She said that she is very easily led, and that's why she's so concerned about her friend.
Which is a fair point, but I think just assuming it's about the passport straight away is the wrong road to go on, or the wrong path. If she is very easily led, you should be concerned, but find out the source. Don't just assume it's a passport because he's a family seeker, if you get me, you know. And like one of you have said, getting married is not meaning you're getting a passport straight away.
No, of course. And people need to forget that. It doesn't mean, even if they get married tomorrow, it doesn't mean, as Jeremy said earlier on, that he'll get a passport the next day.
I think, Ishmael, a lot of people are misinformed about that, and they literally think that the day you get married, cha-ching, you're going to get everything. Where are you from, Ishmael?
I'm originally from the Ivory Coast.
Oh, lovely.
And now I've been here since I was 7, currently 27. So,
well, you're very welcome.
He's here 20 years.
20 years. And are you with a woman that was born here, an Irish woman, an Irish citizen?
No, I'm actually with a Portuguese woman. So, I haven't proposed to her yet. So, no one needs to worry about me getting a Portuguese passport or anything like that.
No, but the fact is, you're on this podcast now. You're an African man living in Ireland. Now, in fairness, you're here since you were a kid. I would consider you Irish. A lot of people probably wouldn't, but I'd consider you Irish. And I'm sure when you do propose to the Portuguese woman, who's a European citizen, I assume, that some people will go, ah. But you,
100%, yeah.
But are you... What's your situation that you're here? Are you an Irish citizen yet, or what's happening?
Yeah, fully. I mean, I met Michael D. Higgins multiple times, so I'm fully Irish, you know.
There you go. He's a...
You know, I have a couple of folk on myself. You know, I would call myself Irish, but then I wouldn't forget my heritage as well. And the lovely pack is the same flag, so I don't need to go by different.
I was about to say that. All you have to do is reverse the flag.
Most of the people that wouldn't consider you Irish don't even know the difference between the Ivory Coast flag and the Irish flag.
Yeah, 100%.
No, but that is the thing. Even though you're here since the age, and I know this is slightly different, but it's something that bugs me. Even though you're here since the age of 7, you sound like a lovely fella. I would consider you Irish with Ivory Coast heritage. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, and I think I would consider myself Israeli. I don't know much about Ivory Coast as much as I know much about Ireland, so, you know, I would consider.
And the good thing is, well, you didn't come here to take any of our women. You took a Portuguese.
Not yet.
I can hear them now. Leave our women alone.
Very good. You know? Ishmael, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me read a message that's just come in to us. This is from...
Sorry, we're just waiting on confirmation yet. She's literally on the phone.
Yeah, we can't even necessarily confirm this one way or the other, but a message came in to us, which we're trying to confirm, but claiming that I am the person that you are talking about. Now,
sorry, we can confirm because... This is quite complicated, guys. The woman who contacted us to bring this topic up.
Tracy.
And by the way, when we bring up topics, we do our best to disguise people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't give out names. Tracy is not her real name. It's her second first name, if that makes sense. The woman who's after messaging us, yeah, is after telling us Tracy's real first name. And that is because if you look at her Facebook page, so that's not a coincidence.
Okay. So this message is from the woman that we're talking about here. And it says, I am the person you are talking about, and I am disgusted with this discussion and that you are discussing my life on the radio. As you know, her name isn't even Tracy, and I don't talk to her. You have no right to debate my life, but for your information, he does love me, and I love him. It's not for citizenship, because I know for a fact he will get asylum to stay here. We have no plans to get married. married. He did it to be romantic. I have no money. I only work in Tesco's for FFS and still live with my mom. You know nothing about my life and how dare you judge. Now, to that...
First of all, can I just say, before we even judge that message, we... go out of our way.
Yeah, no, nobody has been identified here.
We go out of our way. I don't want her thinking that this is that we're irresponsible, and I don't want the listeners to think we're responsible. We go out of our way not to identify people. In fact, we said on our Facebook page, and we put your name into the blocked words so that nobody could name you, because we knew that you had friends that listened to this podcast. We didn't mention what part of Dublin you were from. We didn't mention, in fact, you've identified yourself by saying you work in Tesco's. We didn't even know that. So we have gone out of our way to protect your identity, and we would never, never deliberately expose anybody's private life on the show. This was a general conversation that was brought up by a friend. Ex-friend. who we didn't even name, by the way. We gave a second name. Like, a second name is not our middle name. The middle name is everything.
Anyway, the bottom line is, to that lady, disgusted with us having this discussion, we did not identify you in any way. In fact, the only thing that I now know about you is that you work in Tesco. That's all I know about you. And your fiancé is from Uganda. That's it. That could be 20 women.
So we brought up this topic in good faith, that your friend or your ex-friend wanted to talk about it. And I am confident... And by the way, you're welcome to come on to the show if you want.
Anyway, the bottom line is, she says, he does love me and I love him. It's not for citizenship, because I know for a fact he will get asylum. Now, I don't know how you can actually know for a fact.
You couldn't possibly know.
Let me squeeze in one final call on this, and that's you, Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Do you think we were... I know this is slightly off topic, but... That message is, I don't like to think that we'd ever be
We weren't, Jeremy. We didn't identify anybody.
No, I mean, she could just be assuming it's her.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's more than one person this could apply to.
Well, no.
No, you didn't give us any information.
No, I'm telling you by the name of her friend who contacted us, because she contacted us through Facebook, that they are the same person. So... I don't want people.
Well, you didn't identify anyone.
No,
you couldn't possibly.
Absolutely, no, we didn't.
It was totally vague.
Anyway, what's your view on this? Engaged after 4 months in a relationship with a guy from Uganda, and her friend smells a rat. She thinks there's something up here.
Regardless of his nationality, I don't care if he's from Uganda or he's from Fox Rock or he's from Pringles. 4 months is very, very quick. You don't know them properly. I mean, you need to see somebody in every aspect. Like, how does he respond to stress? How does he respond to money troubles? How does he respond when something goes wrong? How do you both respond when something goes wrong? You're in the honeymoon period. You're both on your best behavior right now. You actually don't know enough about each other.
So that lady is listening to us right now, okay?
I just think, and I'm not being woke here, I just think it's bad that we're still debating this when she's listening. We're debating someone else's life.
I'm just talking in general now getting engaged after 4 months. As I said, I'm taking his nationality completely out of it. But if you want to add to it and then bring in the fact that he isn't from here, it means that you also could be dealing with cultural differences in how you choose, if you want to have kids, to raise your kids, religious differences, how are you going to live, where are you going to live. There's so much to this, and if he loves you now, he'll love you in a year or 2 years. You know, you don't have to be engaged, or you don't have to put a label on something. Just enjoy it, you know, and then maybe at some stage live together first. You know, you have to anyway. You know, that's one of the rules.
So, as I said, that lady is listening to us. Your message to her. Now, by the way, they got engaged during the summer. They're still together now in the middle of the winter.
Sorry, by the way, just for clarity, she would come on if we disguised her voice, because she doesn't want people at work knowing her. We don't have the ability to do it right now because this has just been dropped on us. But let's talk to her next week or whatever, yeah?
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, because
I hope they're very, very happy together. I don't want to put her off him. He, for all we know, he is the most nicest, genuine person that's ever walked the face of the earth.
If a friend of yours got engaged to anybody after 4 months, you would be concerned.
I'd be concerned that perhaps there was a little bit of love bombing going on, and that maybe it hadn't been thought through. But you know what? Stay engaged. Just don't get married, not yet. You know, it's too official. Just give it a year. See each other through stressful situations, good times and bad. See how each other react. He could see something in her he doesn't like. She could see something in him she doesn't like. And don't make it official yet. It's just a little bit too soon.
All right, Niamh, thanks very much indeed, as always, for your call.
And to be honest, I don't think we should be debating it anymore. I'm glad it's over.
Relax there, we haven't identified anybody. And to that lady,
you wouldn't like your private life being debated.
If everybody knew it was my private life that was being debated, nobody knows who this lady is. Okay. Except she's with a guy from Uganda and she works in Tesco. Okay,
the thing is, she does want to speak to us. We just don't have the ability to disguise her voice at a drop of a hat. We are going to try and arrange for her to come on and tell her full story. Would you agree?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and on a Saturday. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.